Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, where we are joined by, Orioles writing legends. I don't know what he is at this point, but he is John Mioli. You might remember him from Baltimore Sun. Now, John, you run your own newsletter, and you're taking sweeps through the minor leagues, really searching for some stories here. It's been a blast having you out here today. And in chronicling what you've seen through the Orioles rebuild, what's your assessment from kind of where things started to what you see today?
Well, first of all, thank you for calling me a legend and for helping set everything up today. I think that what's been fascinating to me, and a really, you know, a simplistic but strong way to describe what's happened, is that everything the Orioles have tried to do, they've kind of set out to do and done it well. You know, there are things at the major league level that have not gone well, but they aren't exactly, you know, putting all their eggs in that basket. But in terms of, you know, overhauling the player development system and hiring coaches and instructors and staff to get in line with what the rest of the top teams in the league are doing, they've done a good job at that in terms of restarting the international free agent program and signing and scouting those players. They've done a very good job at that because they've tried to, and everything they've tried to do, they've done a good job at. I think that this is a year that anyone who follows the Orioles and is around the Orioles, just by virtue of having watched them lose for as long as they have, is very ready to see some of that pay off at the major league level. But I think that this is a season where that could potentially happen in some significant ways, with some of the prospects that could get called up, with some of the improvements that they hope that their new coaches on the major league staff will bring. So I think it's all going in a positive direction. I think that the time will come soon, if we're not there already, where people will start to clamor a little bit more strongly for this to start going better at Camden Yards, though.
And the big story here with the Shorebirds team is obviously the international influx of talent, the first Latin American guys that Mike Elias and Kobe Perez have now sent stateside to play here with the Shorebirds. And obviously I wasn't here prior to the Elias regime, so you kind of understand and saw what that process of lack of Latin American signing that kind of talent was like. How big of an undertaking really was it to go from zero to 100?
Well, I think there are a lot of different aspects where the answer is, like, it's very significant. There are, you know, there was a Latin American program in place. There was a complex in the Dominican Republic for those players to, you know, work out and begin their professional careers, but there wasn't necessarily, the quality of players that warranted many of them coming to the United States to play an affiliated ball, and B, there wasn't really a good avenue for those players to get here. There wasn't the support system in place. It was not, truthfully, anything like you see now, and that's part of that was one of the reasons I wanted to get out here so quickly, just to see what that looks like. You know, in 2020, before the pandemic hit and shut everything down, the Orioles were going through a lot of preparations to bring a group of, you know, 30-something players they had signed over the course of 2018, 2019, to the United States. Who they hadn't, usually it's four or five players in a given year who would be coming stateside. When you times that by five, six, it's a lot. They had to, obviously that changed because of the pandemic, but I think that one aspect of restarting that program that you don't really think about as you're talking about, we need to sign these players, we need to spend, you know, the money that's associated with doing that, is, you know, you also need to set these players up to succeed. And I think it's really fascinating, speaking to everyone I've spoken to out here and talking to people in the organization leading up to this, how much effort has gone into ensuring that this team, specifically on the field here in Delmarva, it is set up to succeed, but also kind of laying the blueprint for this not to be an aberration, but for it to be a norm, where there's players that, you know, came from Latin American programs, whether they're trades or signed by the Orioles, that can really make an impact. And they want to set that up, and they want to make it so it's not, you know, it's not unique. It's just how things go.
one question I'm curious about, now that you're kind of somebody, even though you're still on the inside of Orioles world, but somebody who can now reflect on it from the outside, what's the biggest thing that you think you take away from looking at the Orioles rebuild now that you can look at it from somebody that is not within the system anymore?
I think that there's that's a really good question. I think there are certain things as you are wrapped up, you know, when you're covering the big league team on day in, day out basis, whether it's 2019 when everything's on the road, or 2020, 2021 where it's, you know, hybrid or remote or whatever it turned out to be, I think that it's not as conducive as even I thought it was while I was doing it, to like really be able to dig in and tell all the stories and find out everything you want to about, you know, the minor leagues and the player development operation and baseball operations, because in reality, like, that is, I'm sure no one with the Orioles would want this to be like anyone's public opinion, but like, that is what they care about. That is where all, you know, they want the major league team to, they want the players on the major league team to do well, because if that just helps everybody. But they are investing a lot of time, money, resources into what happens in places like this, and I feel like not being like on the beat grind anymore has really opened up like the avenues to fully explore all of those things. And it's not like, you know, I am the beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, I am charged with covering you know, the big league team. Is there really a market for this story about this one specific person in the front office or this one coach at a minor league level? And now it's like, well, yeah, there is, because like, that makes a difference. You know, as I kind of went through the ethos of like starting the newsletter, maximizing playoff odds, I'm learning to be a shill as we go. you know, I kind of wanted to boil it down to like anything that could possibly make the Orioles good at any point in time soon. Because that's what people want. They want the Orioles to be good. They don't want to watch this team lose 100 games anymore. Anything that could tangentially influence that, like, I wanted to be able to write about if I wanted to. So that is the thing that I think, that being removed from it, you realize that there is a lot. Even if you like fancy yourself as somebody who did a lot of minor league type stuff the way that I did, like, I'm realizing like now that I have no shackles and no like pull to Camden Yards, you can really, really dive into that. I mean, the notes app on my phone with a list of stories is like is insane, and it's only getting bigger, and that's like definitely the coolest part of this.
Well, John, we're certainly happy to have you back out here at Purdue Stadium. We hope to see more of you throughout the season.
Absolutely. I plan on funny. I was at Bowie on opening day, and I was talking to somebody in the organization saying I had to get out here. Targeting today as this first full homestand, because that was a Friday night, the same day you guys opened up. He was like, well, why don't you just go tomorrow? And I thought to myself, like, yeah, I should go tomorrow, but I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to be there a lot of time. I'm going to be here a lot this year.
Well, thank you so much, John, and here's to what will be a great season.
Yeah, bundle up. It's going to be a cold one tonight.
We'll be back with the Press Non Motor Group starting lineup here on the Delmarva Shore Birds pregame show. And we join you right back here at Purdue Stadium for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, as the umpires meeting with our managers today is taking a little bit longer. So we're going to pull you right back in after that longer interview with John Mioli. Thanks again to John for taking the time to stop by and chat, and also talk with some of our players and coaching staff here today to get the inside look of the Shorebirds this season. And let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups for each side. First, for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, under manager Buddy Bailey. Bailey, a legend in minor league baseball, and now his fourth year with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Leading it off, it's Pete Crow Armstrong. He's out in center field. James Triantos, the third baseman, hits second. Kevin Alcantara, the right fielder, is batting third. Jacob Wetzel, the DH, is the cleanup man. Ethan Hearn does the catching. He'll bat fifth. Ezekiel Pagan out in left field. He'll bat sixth. Yeyasen Santana bats seventh. He'll be at second base. Reginald Preciado, the shortstop, bats eighth. And then Liam Spence over at first base will bat ninth, with Luis Devers on the mound for the Pelicans here this evening. For the Shorebirds, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup looks like this. It's Greg Cullen to lead it off. Cullen in on a minor league rehab assignment from AA Bowie. He'll be the DH tonight and hit leadoff for the Shorebirds. Ryan Higgins, the left fielder, bats second. Then Daryl Hernandez, the second baseman, hits third. Isaac Baloney out in right field, he'll bat fourth. Then Michael Desone, the center fielder, he'll bat fifth. Batting sixth, it's Isaac De Leon, the shortstop. Then Josue Cruz at first base hits seventh. Moises Ramirez, the third baseman, bats eighth. And Michael Montecone does the catching, hitting ninth. For Moises Chasse on the mound tonight for the Shorebirds, your pitching matchup here in this one. Chasse for the Shorebirds, Devers for the Pelicans. It should be a good one. Chassé picked up the save in his first outing the season last Wednesday, 4 shutout innings. He's yet to allow a run this season, while Devers, although 0-1, a 1.69 ERA to begin this young season. Home plate meeting is over. The Shorebirds are about to take the field, and that means we'll step aside one final time. And on the other side of this break, we'll have Shorebirds baseball. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium for Game 1 of 6 between your Delmarva Shorebirds and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds welcome in the Pelicans for the first time ever. Former Carolina League team and now new Carolina League team in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans taking on the Shorebirds. Delmarva at 4-5 on the season, Myrtle Beach at 5-4, as both teams look to hit their stride, especially offensively, here in the early part of the season. We expect good pitching, and for the Shorebirds, they'll start off with what is kind of their de facto ace, so to speak, to start off this season. It is Moises Chassé. Chassé with 4 shutout innings in his first outing last Wednesday in relief of Denny Reyes. Chassé struck out 7, including the final 5 that he faced, to close up that 3-1 win against Lynchburg. It's Chassé on the mound for the Shorebirds, and this is how manager Felipe Rojas Jr. sets his defense behind him. It's Ryan Higgins in left, Michael Deson in center, with Isaac Baloney in right. Moises Ramirez gets the start of the hot corner, with Isaac De Leon at short. Daryl Hernandez is at second, Josue Cruz at first, and Michael Montecon does the catching for Chassé. Moises, still just 18 years old, he won't turn 19 until June the 9th, comes in at 6'1", 213 pounds, out of La Guayra, Venezuela. Chassé, his first outing we mentioned against Lynchburg, was absolutely stellar. 4 innings of shutout baseball, allowed just 1 hit, 2 walks, struck out 7, 59 pitches total, was as efficient as could be. And the first man to face him here for the Pelicans is Pete Crow Armstrong. Shorebirds in their home whites here to begin the series. Black cap, Shorebirds in black across the front, outlined in orange. Myrtle Beach going with their road grays here today. Myrtle Beach's primary colors are Carolina blue and then gold as well. So they have Myrtle Beach on the front of their jerseys. Cursive lettering inside is Carolina blue, outlined in gold. So Crow Armstrong in to lead it off. Left-handed batter, the first pitch from Chassé is a fastball in at the knees at 91. We're underway here at Purdue Stadium at 7:07. Chilly first pitch. Right now, temperatures hovering the mid-40s. 0-1. Crow Armstrong takes inside for ball one. Chassé, four-seam fastball, slider, changeup, and sinker. Works from the third base side of the rubber, his 1-1. Crow Armstrong dances his feet again on a breaking ball in on his toes, and it's 2-1. Crow Armstrong, a name you might have heard before, first-round pick of the Mets back in 2020, 19th overall. Was a part of the Javier Baez deal last season, really the key piece coming from New York to Chicago, the only piece, in fact. As a strike has been added to the count on Crow Armstrong, taking too long getting back into the box. The 2-2 is fouled back. The count stays even. Going to have to get used to that here at Purdue Stadium. When we're on the road at Lynchburg, the press box is much closer to home plate, so you can actually hear the umpire yell when he's adding a ball or a strike to the count. Here at Purdue Stadium, we're a bit higher. 2-2. Crow Armstrong takes called strike three. Fastball inside corner at 93. And Crow Armstrong still bickering with our home plate umpire here. That's Stephen Craze. And Crow Armstrong has to be careful that he's not going to get run. And he's still giving it to Craze on his way back to the dugout. And this might be a very bumpy evening for both sides. So Crow Armstrong down on strikes looking. That brings up James Triantos, third baseman. And now another strike has been added to the count, this time on James Triantos. Stephen Craze making no friends in the Myrtle Beach dugout to begin this game. The 0-1 is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. So a 1-1 count on Triantos. Chassé with already two automatic strikes in the game, the pitch. Fastball in on the hands, Triantos inside, outs it on the ground to second, Hernandez into the baseline, gloves in, throws to first to retire Triantos, and there's two away here in the first. So now Kevin Alcantara, right fielder for the Pelicans, after Triantos grounds out, two outs, top of the first, no score. Right on right matchup here with Alcantara. Chassé, the wind in the pitch. Fastball is low for ball one. Stephen Craze, you might have heard, he's your own plate umpire here tonight. Crewmate Trey Jester down the first base line, out in the bases. 1-0. Alcantara swings and chops it towards the whole left side by the third baseman Ramirez. De Leon there to glove it. His throw to first is low, though. Cruz can't pick it, and Alcantara safely aboard at first. And that'll be a hit for Alcantara. He was going to beat the throw either way. So it's the first base runner of the game for Myrtle Beach. Alcantara at first, his fifth hit of the year, now 5-for-20. Now bring up Jacob Wetzel, the DH. Chassé, light kick in the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Two outs, top of the first, no score. Wetzel, 22 years old. It's the 0-1 is down and in. Snap throw back to first from Monte Cone. And slotting in safely, Alcantara. Ball and a strike on Wetzel. Wetzel grew up and actually went to Walkersville High School, Walkersville, Maryland. Nearby Frederick, just over the bay. Then went to Frederick Community College after actually enrolling at Old Dominion. Throw over to first. And back in with a dive is Alcantara. So 1-1 on Wetzel, 6-for-26 to start the season, .231 average. Outfield straight away. Chassé, the light kick, the pitch. And Wetzel swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone. And it's 1-2. Wind blowing out right now to straight dead away center. Not as hard as it was during the afternoon, but still could be a factor tonight. Chassé's 1-2. Wetzel takes high and outside for ball two. Everybody for both teams today equally bundled up. Everybody in the field wearing long sleeves. Wetzel chokes up on the bat. 2-2, Alcantara runs, and Wetzel hits a soft grounder to short. Towards the second base bag, De Leon gloves it and throws to first in time to get Wetzel and retire the side here in the top of the first. Was an eventful top half of the frame, but Myrtle Beach turned away scoreless, and we go to the bottom of the first. It's the Pelicans. Nothing in the Shorebirds coming to bat here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it hasn't. stars. This is the little moments where we show how much we care. We want so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game, and the team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first here from Salisbury. Myrtle Beach turned away scoreless in their top half of the first inning. That brings up the Shorebirds to take on Luis Devers on the bump for the Pelicans. Devers 0-1 in the season with a 1.69 ERA. That's two games, one start, 5 1/3 innings. Struck out 6, walked 3, giving up just one earned run on 6 hits. Greg Cullen the first to face him, making a minor league rehab appearance here with the Shorebirds as Devers into his wind in the first pitch to Cullen. Misses outside for ball one. Myrtle Beach defensively, they look a little something like this as Devers already ready to work. Out on the mound from the first base side, the tall righty into his wind, the pitch, and Cullen laces it the other way down the line. That's in for a base hit. Ezekiel Pagan towards the line will pick it up and throw it back in, and Greg Cullen not missing a beat here in his rehab start. Able to line one the other way for a base hit. So it's Ezekiel Pagan in left field for Myrtle Beach. Pete Crow Armstrong in center. Kevin Alcantara is in right. James Triantos at third base. Reginald Preciado is at short. Yeyesen Santana at second. Liam Spence at first. And Hearn does the catching. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. He swings and shoots it the other way. Foul for strike one. Devers on the hill. 6'3", 178 out of Samana, Dominican Republic. 21 years old. From the first base side of the rubber, comes set at the belt, holds on the mound, now deals, and Higgins takes high for ball one. Devers, four-seam fastball, sinker, curveball, changeup, similar arsenal to Moises Chassé, his opposite number today. 1-1, Higgins swings and skies it down the left field line towards the Shorebirds bullpen. Pagan to the corner, and that one gets blown back into fair territory and lands on the warning track. Cullen to third as Pagan throws it back in. And it's a double for Ryan Higgins. That ball got caught up in the wind, which was blowing out towards center. That ball looked like it was going to go well foul, and it blew it all the way to the warning track and left. Pagan couldn't track it, and the Shorebirds in business here in the bottom of the first, minute second and third with nobody out. For Higgins, that's his second double of the season. His first since his first at-bat on opening night. Here's Darryl Hernaez now, first pitch. Hernaez swings and dribbles it to the backstop for strike one. So Cullen at third, Higgins at second, and Hernaez steps in. Against Devers, a little bit of bad luck there, resulting in the Higgins double. Right on right matchup, the 0-1. Hernaez swings and breaks his bat on a ground ball foul third base side, and it's 0-2. Darryl, the hottest hitter to start the season for the Shorebirds. 12 for 32, two homers, two doubles. He's driven in nine, hitting .375. Chance for the Shorebirds to get on top early. They scored first in five of the six games against Lynchburg last week. Well, that didn't end up helping them too much as they still split the six-game set three apiece. So 0-2 on Hernaez. Devers set. Kicks and deals. Hernandez takes a fastball high for ball one. 92 there from Devers up in the zone. Wind still blowing straight out to center. Hernandez, hands held high from the right side. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Hearn. Keeps it within arm's reach. And Cullen stays put at third. Said in the top half of the first inning, everybody was bundled up here for both teams. Well, the only guy who isn't is actually Devers out on the mound, surprisingly enough. 2-2. Hernandez chops it down the third baseline over the bag, and it's botched by Triantos as he kicks it down the left field line into foul territory. Cullen comes in to score. Hernandez trundles into second, and the Shorebirds grab a 1-0 lead. That ball went right over the bag at third, right next to Greg Cullen, as he wasn't sure where he was going to go yet. And Triantos trying to say that that was a foul ball. But his pleas fall on deaf ears. It's 1-0 Delmarva. It'll be an E5 on Triantos there. So that brings up Isaac Bologna, and he swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air down the left field line, shallow, racing in, Pagani dives, and he makes a sensational grab. Higgins will tag from third, come home to score, and make it 2-0 Delmarva. Myrtle Beach wants to appeal here, and it looks like they'll try as they step on the bag. Steve Cray says that Higgins did not leave early, though. So it's a sacrifice fly and RBI for Isaac Bologna as Pagan makes a wonderful grab in left after being fooled on the Higgins fly ball earlier in the inning. Fast learner comes in and robs Bologna there. So that's the first out of the inning. Hernandez stayed put at second. Now 2-0 Shorebirds. Michael Desson now the batter. Hernandez dances away from second. Pickoff move back to second, and it's thrown into center. Hernandez gets up, takes off for third. The throw from Crow Armstrong in on a hop late. And Hernandez is able to take 90 feet on the error. So 2-0 Shorebirds now looking for more. No count yet on Desson. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball fools him badly, as well as the catcher Hearn, as it hits off his chest protector to the right. It'll get to it quickly enough that Hernandez isn't going anywhere at third. It's a called strike on Desson. Oh, and one on Desson, infield in for the Pelicans. The pitch. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. One. Desson lines it down the left field line. That's in for a base hit. It'll go all the way to the corner. Hernandez walks home from third. Desson around first and into second with a stand-up double as he makes it 3-0 Delmarva here in the first. Desson with his third two-bagger of the season continues his hot start, now 12 for 36. And the Shorebirds piling it on Luis Devers here in the first, not all by his own doing, though. He's given up four hits. So they've actually, scoreboard here has given a hit to Hernandez, but the online box score currently has it as an E5. We'll see who's right. Nope, they've taken it off. There we go. Three hits in the inning. Two errors that produced three Shorebirds runs. Now Isaac De Leon. Here's the pitch. Changeup misses inside for ball one. De Leon trying to find his groove here. He had a terrible no-good series at Lynchburg as he went hitless in 16 at-bats. The pitch. Fastball inside half for strike one. De Leon 1 for 24 on the season now. 20 years old, out of the Dominican Republic at 276 last year. Inside move chases DeSone back to the bag at second. 3-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the first. De Leon trying to make it four. Devers set, looks at second, now comes home. De Leon takes, fastball just a little high for ball two. Just been a very discombobulated start for Myrtle Beach. Top of the inning, getting two automatic strikes called on them for pitch clock violations. Pecro Armstrong really badgering the home plate umpire Steve Craze about that. 2-1 misses inside for ball three. And in the bottom half of the inning, Cullen singled to start. Higgins goes down in the scorebook as a double, but a wind-aided one. And then the two errors have brought home three runs. 3-1 pitch. De Leon takes just a little bit high. Steve Craze actually flinched a touch behind the plate. De Leon draws the walk, and there's men at first and second with one away, and that'll bring out the pitching coach, Clayton Mortensen, for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. An early mound visit here, as Devers has only gotten one out here in the first. Now two on and one away for Josue Cruz. Mortensen will chat with just Hearn and Devers here. Real heart-to-heart meeting. To follow up on Crow Armstrong and his argument with home plate umpire Steve Craze, when Crow Armstrong actually went out to center, he was talking with the base umpire Trey Jester, I think trying to get another point of view on what had happened. So I think Crow Armstrong was arguing, since he got into the box and was calling for time as he was getting set, that that should stop the clock. Evidently, Steve Craze didn't see it that way. Visit over. Now the first pitch to Josue Cruz is a big swing and a miss. Fastball running away for strike one. Oh, one pitch. Actually hits off the catcher Hearn to the backstop. Up to third goes DeSone. To second goes De Leon on what will be a pass ball. Check that. We're going wild pitch. So two in scoring position now for the Shorebirds, already leading 3-0. Infield comes in for Myrtle Beach again. Devers set. Leg kick the pitch. Cruz takes, breaking ball in the dirt for ball two. Nothing doing out in the Myrtle Beach bullpen yet. Devers at 22 pitches here in the first inning. 2-1 on its way. Cruz swings, breaks his bat on a flare into left center. That dunks in for a hit. One run scores, racing around third. Here comes De Leon. The throw to the plate, not in time. Now taking off for second, Cruz. Here's the throw, not in time. Cruz able to take the extra 90 feet on the throw to the plate as he puts the Shorebirds up 5-0 on the two-run single, but it looks like he's hurt. Trainer Julio Ibarra, as well as Shorebirds manager and third base coach Felipe Rojas Jr., will go out and check on Cruz. Looks like he's indicating his leg or his right hand. That was a big base hit for Cruz, although not hit all too hard. He had come off a series at Lynchburg after homering in the first game, where he then struck out in 11 consecutive at-bats. Before finally actually flying out on Sunday, which snapped that streak. He'll stay in the game here after Ibarra and Rojas Jr. check in on him. It's now 5-0 Delmarva here in the first. Moises Ramirez, the eighth man to hit here in the inning, steps in. First pitch to Ramirez. Fastball is down and away for ball one. And now some action out in the Pelicans' bullpen as they get a lefty loose. Ramirez 7-for-29 to start the year, 241. No homers, two driven in. Another right-handed batter, right-handed heavy lineup for the Shorebirds tonight. 1-0. On the outside corner, looked like the changeup, 1-1. Cruz, short lead from second, held closely by Santana. Couple looks to second. Now Devers throws. And Ramirez shatters his bat on a slow roller to short. Preciado to his left, gloves in, and throws to first in time to get Ramirez. To third goes Cruz, as Ramirez's bat ends up in splinters. So that brings up Michael Montecone. Montecone, like De Leon, just one hit on the season, 1-for-16. Right on right matchup, here's the first pitch. Montecone takes fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Montecone, 20 years old, out of La Habana, Cuba. Doing the catching tonight for the Shorebirds as Cruz at third, two outs. Bottom of the first, already 5-0 Shorebirds. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball one. So a no-good first inning for Myrtle Beach. 5 runs here for the Shorebirds on 4 hits, 2 errors. Still a man at third, the 1-1. Montecone, a weak dribbler down the third baseline. Triantos in front of the third base bag, loves it, throws low to first, and that's by the first baseman Spence into the sidewall. Montecone up to second, and he'll be there safely on the E5. Triantos did the hard part, fielding that ball in front of the bag, tried to throw on the run. The throw was low, couldn't be picked. Montecone will be awarded a single plus an E5, allowing him to get to second. Also gets credit for the RBI with Cruz scoring from third. The Shorebirds have batted around here in the first inning as Greg Cullen gets his second AB of the frame. It's a 6-run first for Delmarva. Cullen singled down the left field line his first time up. Cullen on a minor league rehab assignment with the Shorebirds. Should be here about all week. Then he'll make his way back up to Double-A Bowie. 15th rounder by the Braves back in 2018. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Was traded from Atlanta to Baltimore as part of the Tommy Malone trade at the 2020 trade deadline. Cullen was the player to be named later alongside A.J. Graffinino. 1-0. Cullen takes, fastball down and away for ball two. Cullen last year only played in 38 games as his hamstring was giving him trouble, the same injury that held him down and extended to start this season, right hamstring. Hit 259, but a 429 on base percentage. 2-0. Fastball just misses the outside black. Devers, not a fan of that call, turns his back to the plate, tries to reset. Cullen, known for an astute eye at the plate, walked 31 times last year, only struck out 30 times. Left-handed batter, the 3-0. Takes up and in, ball four. Cullen was even waiting for that one to be called a strike. But no dice on the call, and Devers walks his second of the inning. And that'll be it for Luis Devers here in the frame. 33 pitches in, he gets two outs. Myrtle Beach makes three errors. The Shorebirds score 6 runs on 5 hits. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen here in the first. Shorebirds up 6-0. We'll be back after a break here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
We
still in the bottom of the first here from Purdue Stadium. It is 6-0 Delmarva. The Shorebirds have pushed across six runs on five hits, two walks, and three Myrtle Beach errors. Pelicans will tap Riley Martin here out of the bullpen on this TechNet call to the bullpen as he relieves Luis Devers. Devers records just two outs. Right now has given up the six runs on five hits, two walks. A number of those runs will be unearned. It remains to be seen how many, as he is still responsible for the two on base. That's Montecone at second and Cullen at first. So Martin, a southpaw, comes in to replace Devers. Martin, a sixth rounder last year out of Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois. 6'1", 215 pounds, already appearing in his third game of the season. No record, a 1.50 ERA. Six innings, he struck out 10, walked 2, giving up just one hit, two runs, one earned. Quincy, a part of the Great Lakes Valley Conference, GLVC Division II baseball, one of the stronger D2 conferences in the country. He'll be greeted by Ryan Higgins, the Orioles' ninth rounder out of Fresno State last year. Higgins doubled thanks to the wind earlier in the frame. As it fooled Ezekiel Pagan, the ball landed on the warning track for a two-base hit. Two on, two out. Martin set at the belt his pitch, and Higgins swings and fouls it back for strike one. Montecone at second, Cullen at first. 6-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the first. Martin set up crossfire, looks to second the pitch. And Higgins shoots it the other way down the right field line. That drops in for a base hit. Cut off before the corner by Alcantara. One run scores, getting the stop sign at third is Cullen. And Higgins into second with a feet first slide has his second double of the frame. And it's 7-0 Delmarva. So Montecone's run charged to Devers. Although, like we said, with two outs here in the inning as well as three errors, frame should have been over at this point. So many unearned runs in the frame. First pitch to Daryl Hernandez is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Daryl reached on the first error of the frame, an E5 on Triantos on a ball down the line. And it's two in scoring position, two out, the pitch. Hernandez takes. Fastball in the outside corner, 0-2. Owen 2 on Hernandez, fifth rounder back in 2019, still just 20 years old. 0-2 pitch. Hernandez lays off, fastball low for ball one. Two in scoring position, two outs for Hernandez. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Martin from the belt, kicks and deals. Hernandez swings and misses, fastball down and away as Martin sets him down and finally ends a no-good first inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Shorebirds, seven runs on six hits, two walks, plus three errors. And as we go to the second, Birds up a touchdown here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league.
Yeah, this is gonna be hard.
I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We go to the top of the second here from Purdue Stadium. It's a 7-0 lead for the Shorebirds, as after some quick tabulations in between frames, it ends up at 5 earned runs for the Wee Stevers, 2 unearned, as Moises Chassé back to work with a big lead and gets a big swing and a miss from Ethan Hearn on a changeup, and it's quickly 0-2 on Hearn. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Pelicans, Hearn, Pagan, and Santana. Hearn from the left side, the pitch. He swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone as Chassé sits him down for the first out here in the second punch out of the game for Chassé. Now bring up the left fielder, Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan, 2 plays in the first inning out in left field. It's the first pitch, is a breaking ball in for a called strike from Chassé that demonstrated how strong the wind is blowing today. One fooled him as it landed on the warning track off the bat of Ryan Higgins for a double, 0-1. Pagan takes, fastball outside black, 0-2. The second one was actually held up by the wind and pushed out to Pagan in foul territory down the line. He made a sensational diving grab, 0-2. Pagan rolls it on the ground to short, waiting back on it. De Leon gloves, throws to first in time, and there's quickly 2 away here in the second inning. So the long wait in between innings for Chassé, not doing anything to dampen his spirits here. So he works with a 7-0 lead here in the second. 2 outs, nobody on. And Yeyasen Santana strides the plate. Santana, 21 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. Hits from the right side. The first pitch from Chassé is high for ball one. Santana, a part of the Yu Darvish trade, one that sent Darvish from the Cubs to the Padres the end of 2020. 1-0 delivery. Santana, big swing, fouls it back out of play, 1-1. On the season, Santana, 4 for 18, a double, 2 driven in. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Chassé, the rock, and the 1-1. Slider in the dirt for ball two. Chassé angles himself towards the third baseline. Steps into his wind, the pitch. Santana foul tips it, held on to by Montecon, and it's 2-2. Chassé's stuff, despite the cold weather, still pretty hot here tonight. Running 92-93, the 2-2. Fastball at 92, just a tick high, and the count's full. Chassé got up to 94, consistently, that is, against Lynchburg. We have seen him touch 95-96 as well. Payoff pitch. Off the hands, back over the mound, behind the second base bag. The second baseman, Hernandez Fields, throws low to first, and Cruz can't pick it. It hops up into the stands behind first, and Santana is given second. It'll be an E4 straight up. For as good as Hernandez has been so far this season with the bat, he has still struggled a little bit in the field. His 5th error of the season already. So throwing one there, tried to get rid of it too quickly. Fired low, Cruz couldn't pick it. So now Reginald Preciado hits with a man at 2nd and 2 away. The pitch. Bounced in, Montecon can't block it as it skips to the backstop. Ball 1 around 3rd and holding up there, Santana just taking a peek. Montecon took his time to get after the ball. Chassé rubs up the baseball on his way back to the mound, going with high black socks today. not quite full-length sleeves. Denver ever got to comment on it because he was yanked out of the game. But Devers, his opposite number, is the 1-0 misses inside for ball two. He's actually just wearing three-quarter sleeves. Cold night like this. Give him props for toughing it out. 2-0 on Preciado. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. Fastball misses just outside for ball three. Preciado, a rough start to the season. 3-for-33, one walk, 20 strikeouts. Still just 18, though. Turned 19 in about a month. 3-0. Fastball is up and in for ball four. Preciado with his second walk of the season. And there's men at the corners with two away for Liam Spence. So maybe a small chance for Myrtle Beach to start chipping away at this deficit. 7-0 Shorebirds top of the second. Spence, a fifth rounder last year out of Tennessee, originally hails from Australia. It's the first pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt, blocked by Montecone for ball one. Spence off to a slow start this year, 3-for-21, hitting 143. Right-handed batter. Chasse set up crossfire, the pitch. Fastball runs up and in for ball two. Last year, Spence, actually, after being drafted, went straight away after a game down in the ACL. Joined the High A South Bend Cubs, played 16 games, but only hit Bucko 2. It's 5-for-49. 2-0 pitch. Fastball is low for ball three. Chasse losing control here with two outs in the second. Error by Hernandez allowed Santana to reach, extended the frame. Then Preciado walked on four pitches. And Spence ahead in the count now 3-0. The pitch. Fastball just a hair inside ball four. Eight straight out of the zone from Chasse has now loaded the bases with two outs for Pete Crow Armstrong. Crow Armstrong hit with a pitch violation. His first time up is out to the mound. Goes the pitching coach Joe Hallmacher. Trying to get Chasse back in working order here. But Crow Armstrong got the game off on an eventful foot, as he was none too pleased by a pitch clock violation that was called on him getting back into the box. And then struck out looking to end the at-bat and had some pretty choice words for home plate umpire Steve Crazed on his way back to the dugout. And since then, things have only continued to trend downward for Myrtle Beach, giving up seven in the bottom half of the first. Crow Armstrong can get him right back into this one. Bases loaded, two outs. Crow Armstrong from the left side. Stands straight up in the box. Little wiggle with the bat. First pitch. He swings and fouls it away. Third base side for strike one. Wind is whipping straight out to center. And as we saw with Ryan Higgins' double into left, you get something up in the air tonight. There's a good chance he might put it out. 0-1. Crow Armstrong swings and misses. Fastball running away from him, and it's 0-2. Small sample size last year for Crow Armstrong, as he only got to play six games and then got hurt. He hit 417. 0-2. Checks his swing. Fastball up, appeal to second, and no swing. Says Trey Jester. The entire Shorebirds infield was headed towards the dugout. They'll stay put. Crow Armstrong stays alive. Bases loaded, two outs. 7-0 Shorebirds, top of the second. Chasse set. Here it comes. Down in the dirt. Nice. Blocked by Montecone. That was a breaking ball about 5 feet out in front of home plate. The count evens at 2-2. Outfield plays Crow Armstrong to pull just a touch. Chasse high set. The 2-2. Crow Armstrong rips it on the ground to first. Speared by Cruz, and he'll take it to the bag himself. to retire Crow Armstrong and end the inning. A helmet slam from Crow Armstrong on the way by the bag as he is retired to end the threat. We go to the bottom of the second. Shorebirds still lead it 7-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelling, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelling on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Seven nothing Shorebirds as we go to the bottom of the second here from Salisbury. Sam Jelinek with you here for the first of six between the Shorebirds and the Pelicans. Delmarva with seven in the first, six hits, three errors, two unearned runs. And two pitchers later, Isaac Pelloni leads it off here in the bottom of the second. Batting from the right side, the first pitch from Riley Martin is high and outside for ball one. Pelloni hit from the left side in the first inning, produced a sacrifice fly off of Luis Devers. 1-0, swing and a miss, ball and a strike. Now bats from the right side here against the southpaw Martin, who got the final out of the first. The line now complete, by the way, on Devers. 1-1, Pelloni swings and misses, back foot breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Devers, 7 runs, 5 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts, and 2/3 of an inning. From the stretch, the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, laid off by Pelloni, and it's 2-2. It's been the Pelloni and Hernandez show to begin the season, as Isaac and Darryl have been hot to start the campaign. Pelloni hitting 357, the pitch, swing and a miss, 92 pumped by him. But Pelloni now 0-1 here tonight, as Martin sets him down. Back-to-back strikeouts dating to the end of the first. I bring up Michael Deson. RBI double down the left field line his first time up. First pitch. Breaking ball wraps under the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds have struggled relatively against left-handed pitching so far this season. The 0-1. Fastball is high, 1-1, which is extremely strange given the fact the Shorebirds are predominantly a right-handed hitting and switch-hitting team. They are 0-3 against left-handed starters this year. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball two. Now, of course, this early in the season, starters aren't working that deep into games anyways. But in the early going, at least, when the southpaw's on the mound, the Shorebirds haven't had all too much success. 2-1 on Deson. The pitch. Fastball high and away for ball three. Deson's double in the first was his third of the season, drove in his fourth run of the campaign. Martin set up crossfire. 3-1. Fastball high, ball four, and Deson walks here with one away in the second. Now bring up Isaac De Leon. He walked his first time up, the sixth free pass he's drawn this season. Came around to score later in the frame. As Deson at first, one out, the first pitch, high and outside for ball one. De Leon, despite still being hitless in his past 16 at-bats, has drawn now four walks over that time span. So he's at least working the count, 1-0. Fastball called, strike, snap, throw back to first, and DeSone back in standing. Count even at one. De Leon acquired from Miami when Richard Bleier was dealt to the Marlins. 1-1 high and outside for ball two. That was back in 2020. De Leon still just 20 years old. Now 6'3", 210. 2-1. De Leon swings and misses, and the count's even at two. Chilly, windy Tuesday night here from Salisbury. Sun's starting to set. Almost all the way down. 2-2. De Leon way late on the fastball as Martin strikes him out. Indecisive swing there from De Leon. Martin with his third strikeout of the game out of the bullpen. And there's two away here in the second. DeSone stays put at first. Abraham Josue Cruz had a two-run single his first time up. As he blooped one into shallow left center. First pitch. Cruz checks his swing and then stumbles out of the box. As home plate umpire Steve Kraes says he went around to add insult to injury. It's 0-1. Martin working quickly. Here it comes. Breaking ball on the inner half for strike two. And now Cruz doesn't know which way Riley Martin's going to go here. Made him look foolish with the fastball. Froze him with the breaking ball. Now a chance to set him down to get out of the frame. 0-2 pitch. Cruz swings and misses, 93 from Martin, pumps it by Cruz. As Riley Martin strikes out three here in the second and strands Michael DeSone after the one-out walk. We go to the third. Shorebirds still on top, 7-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away, and more free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Seven nothing Delmarva after two innings of play. Sam Jelinek here with you from Salisbury, Maryland. Game one of six between the Pelicans and the Shorebirds. Moises Chassé back to work for Delmarva. He'll get 2, 3, and 4 in the order for Myrtle Beach. James Triantos leads it off. First pitch from Chassé. Triantos swings and fouls it off the catcher Monte Cohn for strike one. Triantos grounded out to second his first time up. Had a rough first inning in the field, committing two errors, one throwing, one fielding. Hits from the right side. The 0-1. Breaking ball hammered in the air to right center. Bologna chasing after it. He'll get there in the alley and put it away for the first out of the inning. Triantos hit it on the screws, but it held up long enough for Bologna as the wind has now started to die down out in center. There's one away here in the third. Abraham Kevin Alcantara singled his first time up. Now 5 for 20 on the season. Double and triple. 3 driven in. First pitch. Alcantara takes just a little inside for ball one. Alcantara, the first one I've noticed, who is actually going with the sweatshirt under the jersey. See the hood peeking out the back. The 1-0. Big swing and a miss. 1-1. Alcantara out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic was originally signed by the Yankees. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, and it's 1-2. Signed at 16 years old for $1 million. 1-2. Breaking ball ripped on the ground through the hole left side of base hit. As Kevin Alcantara says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He takes the second curveball and laces it for a base hit. It's now 2-for-2. Bring up Jacob Wetzel, the DH. Grounded out to short to end the first inning. 7-0 Shorebirds, top of the third. Birds trying to get back to 500. First pitch. Wetzel checks his swing. Will appeal out to second, and Trey Jester says he went around. Wetzel spent all of last year with Myrtle Beach, 86 games, 8 homers, 45 driven in, 0-1. Down and in, gets away from Montecone, briefly behind him, but Alcantara not going anywhere, stays put at first, count even at 1. Wetzel at 229 last season at this level, 690 OPS. Shortstop De Leon shaded up the middle, Alcantara takes his lead. Cruz holds him on. Chassé's pitch. High and outside with the heater for ball two. Wind starting to pick up again as the flag in center starts blowing out towards right. Chassé high set. The 2-1. And Wentz a little half swing. Fouls it back over our heads. And the count's even at 2. Chassé had 51 pitches through 2 1/3. He's punched out 2. Should have had a 1-2-3 second, but an error extended the frame. Really ratcheted up his pitch count. 2-2. Wetzel takes a called strike 3. Fastball at the knees freezes him. And Chassé with his third punch out of the game. Bring up the catcher, Ethan Hearn. Hearn punched out swinging to open up the second. He's got Alcantara at first, 2 outs, top of the third. 7-0 Shorebirds. Hearn, left-handed batter, the pitch. Big swing and a miss, out in front of the fastball for strike 1. Hearn, 3-for-24 to start the year. All 3 hit singles, driven in 2. Also stolen 2 bases. Like Wetzel, as the 0-1 comes home, it's down and in. Nice backhand pick by Montecone. Ball on a strike. Hearn, like Wetzel, spent all of 2021 with Myrtle Beach. Hit 176, 6 homers, 33 driven in. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. And Chassé with a chance to ring up back-to-back strikeouts to end the third. 7-0 Shorebirds in the third with Alcantara at first. Chassé ready. Here's his 1-2. Fastball is high, 2-2. And Montecone's throw back to the mound actually goes by Chassé. De Leon there to back it up, and Alcantara stay planted at first. Not sure what that was for Montecone. Just all the way around, seems like a very discombobulated game here today. Defensively for Myrtle Beach, they've had troubles with 3 errors. The Birds have committed 1 as well. A couple pitch clock violations to boot. Everything just seems kind of disjointed. 2-2. Chassé rings up Hearn with a fastball over the inside corner as Moises punches out back-to-back batters to end the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds still up 7-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Still a 7-0 lead for the Shorebirds as we move along to the bottom of the third inning. Moises Ramirez will lead off for Delmarva, 8-9-1, against Riley Martin, who, since coming in out of the bullpen, all that he's done is strike out four batters. First pitch, Martin misses high for ball one, and a rather disconcerting trend for the Shorebirds is last week we saw against Lynchburg, Delmarva get out some big early leads as the 1-0 is fouled away by Ramirez right field side. And since, the Shorebirds have tended to been shut down the rest of the game. 1-1. Ramirez takes outside for ball two. Moises 0-for-1 tonight. Grounded out to short in the first. Think back to last Tuesday. The Shorebirds scored 6 runs in the first off of Lynchburg. 2-1. Fastball nibbles the inside corner. 2-2. Then after that, didn't score the rest of the game. Delmarva again last Saturday. Scored 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 2-2. Breaking ball high for ball 3, and then didn't score again until the 8th. So they've made it a bit of a habit of going up early and often and then going silent the rest of the game. See if they buck that trend tonight. 3-2 pitch. Ramirez, a weak tapper, left in the mound, off the bump. Pitcher Martin has it, spins and throws to first, low as it gets by Spence. And Ramirez will scramble back to the bag safely. And that will be a straight E1 on Riley Martin. Fourth error of the game on Myrtle Beach. Brings up Michael Montecone. Infield single his first time up that drove in a run. First pitch to Montecone. Swings and misses. Hardy cut. Pitch inside for strike one. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the third. The 0-1. Montecone takes high. Hearn tries to go for the snap throw, but bobbles the ball up the third base line. No harm, no foul there, and the count's even at 1. Middle infield at double plate depth. Martin set the pitch. Good backdoor breaking ball. Finds it unlocked, and it's 1-2. Montecone taps the plate. Closed stance from the right side. Ramirez, short lead from first, the 1-2. And Montecone, a 3-hopper out to short. Down to a knee. Preciado Fields goes to second. 1 over to first in time. And that's a 6-4-3 double play. Just got it in the hands of Montecone. It was just placed perfectly for Preciado to start that twin killing. And there's two away here in the third. Lineup flips the top for Greg Cullen. on a rehab assignment from Double A Bowie. Perfect tonight, singled in the first and then walked later in the frame, scored a run. Left-on-left matchup, the pitch. Cullen takes, breaking ball that sweeps around the inside corner for ball one. 7-0 Shorebirds after a 7-run first for Delmarva. Now 2 outs here in the third. 1-0. Cullen watches a fastball that strikes the outside corner, 1-1. One one on its way. Breaking ball in the inside corner, 1-2. Sparse crowd here, but the ones behind home plate making some noise, calling Riley Martin, Kenny Powers. Don't get that eastbound and down reference, which ties in Myrtle Beach more than you'd think. The 1-2 is down away for ball two, because you see an eastbound and down, they are the Myrtle Beach Mermen. And they actually filmed the scenes of the ballpark at Myrtle Beach. Maybe that fan knows that. 2-2. Cullen swings and misses for strike three as Martin sets him down for the final out in the third. 5 punch-outs in the game for Martin from the bullpen. Werther three complete onto the fourth. Shorebirds lead 7-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth coming up here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds leading the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 7-0. Sam Jelinek here with you as Moises Chassé will try to make it 4 strong. Looks like Thomas Girard starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen with Chassé currently at 57 pitches. First pitch to Ezekiel Pagan. Misses outside for ball one to kick off the fourth. Chassé needed just 59 pitches to get through 4 innings last Wednesday. 1-0. Fastball misses inside for ball two. It is supposed to be Connor Grady to follow Chassé here in tandem. It looks like Grady going through his arm care routine. 2-0. Pagan big swing and a miss, 2-1. So Girard might just be the bridge man for the fifth and then hand it to Grady for the sixth and onwards. Pagan leading it off for the Pelicans. Grounded out to short his first time up. The 2-1. Fastball bends him back in the box and the count's 3-1. Began 3-for-26 on the young season. Debuted with Myrtle Beach last year. As the Pelicans have a number of returners this year. The 3-1. Low ball four as Chassé went with a breaking pitch in a 3-ball count. And issues his third walk of the game. Yasin Santana now strides in. Reached on an error his first time up. Pelicans actually welcomed back 20 players who played with them last year. Santana shows bunt on the first pitch and drops it down foul third base side for strike one. Santana won among them, although he only played 7 games, much like Michael Desone for the Shorebirds getting a cameo late in the year. Santana had played in 32 games with the Cubs. Arizona League affiliate, or beg your pardon, it was actually 20 games with Myrtle Beach last year. 32 with the Arizona League affiliate. Struggled in the move up to single A last year. Hit just 147. 411 OPS. 0-1. Santana takes high for ball one. Santana really put himself on the radar when he was with San Diego. 1-1. Off the hands. Hits a number towards second. Hernandez flips to second. One relay to first in time. 4-6-3. The Birds roll it. As De Leon with a strike to first to get the speedy Santana. And there's two away here in the fourth. So wipe the bases clear, and now with two away, that'll bring up Reginald Preciado. Walked his first time up on four pitches. Left-handed batter in the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down and in for strike one. And that double play, just what Chassé needed. Can't imagine he's going to be allowed to go any further than 70 pitches here in his outing. Chance to get Preciado on fire four scoreless. The 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Preciado, 3 for 33 on the season. Just on the cusp of the top 10 as far as Cubs prospects go. 1-1. Preciado swings and fouls it back out of play, 1-2. And Chassé a strike away from stringing together 8 consecutive scoreless innings to start his season. Just 18 years old. Ball and two strikes on Preciado. And now an automatic strike has been called, and Chassé won't even need to throw the 1-2 to fire four shutout. Preciado with a few words for Stephen Craze. Preciado rung up, and that'll do it for the four. Chassé with four shutout innings now has 8 to start the season in the Myrtle Beach dugout hunt as we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-0 Shorebirds here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. A pitch clock violation gets Moises Chassé four shutout innings, where his night will end as Ryan Higgins leads it off for the Birds against Riley Martin here in the home half of the fourth. 7-0 Shorebirds. Connor Grady now warming out in the Birds' bullpen. He'll come on for the fifth. 1-0. Higgins a rip and sends it out of play right field side, 1-1. But Chassé gets his fifth strikeout of the night. He's twirled 8 consecutive shutout innings to start the season. Higgins 2-for-2 tonight, the 1-1. Bounced out in front of the plate. Sprawling stop by the catcher, Hearn. And it's 2-1. Higgins 2 doubles, 1 in the first, and then 1 later again in the first. 2 doubles in the first for Higgins. One in RBI. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And Higgins swings and fouls it back just to our right off the facade of the press box and back down. And the count's even at two. Riley Martin, who got the final out of the first, has fired scoreless frames in the second and third, looking to keep it going here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Higgins off the thumbs pops it up just to the hole at second, and Santana ranges to his left. Second baseman puts it away for the first out of the inning. Good range from Santana there, as that was very weirdly hit ball by Higgins. I'll bring up Darryl Hernandez. Surprisingly, one of the quiet shorebirds in the lineup tonight. Hernandez, as we've detailed, off to one of the best starts for a shorebirds hitter this season. But he's 0 for 2. Now actually 0 for his last 6 after having his 7-game hit streak stopped back on Sunday when he went 0 for 4. First pitch. Hernandez rolls it over. Foul, third base side for strike one. Hernandez, no stranger to extremely long streaks. He had a 25-plus game on base streak last season. 0-1. On the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. 7-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the fourth. Nobody on for Hernandez, one out. Martin from the stretch, leg kick the pitch. And Hernandez chops it foul, third base side, 0-2. So Grady continuing to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen, back into the tandem, will come on for the fifth. Pelicans bullpen quiet for now as the 0-2 is a fastball outside for ball one. Myrtle Beach is far more accustomed to playing tight ball games here to start the season. 1-2. Hernandez swings and misses, chases the fastball up and out of the zone, and Martin with his sixth strikeout out of the pen. Last week against Augusta, Myrtle Beach took a 4-2 series win, with three of those wins coming in walk-off style. Now Isaac Bologna, switch hitter, bats right. And the first pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone for strike one. So the 7-0 deficit for Myrtle Beach, a bit out of their comfort zone. 0-1. Bologna swings and misses, change up down and away, and it's 0-2. Martin making quick work of the Shorebirds since coming on, looking for his seventh strikeout out of the bullpen. 0-2. Bologna takes, fastball just a little bit in. 1-2. Bologna came into tonight, 10 for his first 28. Now 0-for-1 with a sac fly back in the first. 1-2. Bologna swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Hearn. He'll tag out Bologna to complete the strikeout and end the fourth. Two more Ks for Riley Martin. He's up to 7 out of the bullpen. We go to the fifth. Connor Grady coming on for the Shorebirds here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
dumb.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth. Now Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Grady relieves Chassé as Moises goes four shutout innings, eight consecutive scoreless frames to start his season. Allows just two hits, three walks, and five strikeouts as Grady to work in his first pitch to Liam Spence is a fastball in the outside corner at 88 to open his night. 9-1-2 due up for the Pelicans here. Spence leads it off. Grady the rock in the 0-1. Fastball spotted up perfectly outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-2. Spence, Crow, Armstrong, and Triantos here in the fifth. Grady, right-handed arm, works on the first base side of the rubber. The pitch, and Spence swings and skies it behind home plate off of the Basque Montecone. That'll land about three rows deep, and we stay at 0-2. Grady making his first appearance since the second game of the season. He had his start last week scratched due to illness. But back in the ninth against Fredericksburg, he went three innings. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Blocked by Montecone. Will pick it up, throw to first to retire Spence as Grady faces one batter and strikes him out to open his night. Grady tied, or rather set, a career high in strikeouts with six against Fredericksburg back in the ninth. Gave up two runs on three hits, two walks. First pitch, Pete Crow Armstrong takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. Grady 6'2", 205 out of Florida State, 18th round pick last year, 0-1. Crow Armstrong watches it bounce in, down and away for ball one. Crow Armstrong 0-2, struck out looking in the first and smashed a ground ball to first. And Josue Cruz was able to stab. 1-1 dribbled to the backstop by Crow Armstrong, and it's 1-2. That ground out for Crow Armstrong in the second came with the bases loaded and two away. Myrtle Beach's last real scoring threat. 1-2. Reaches forward and floats it out of play, third base side to stay alive. Grady a five-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, two-seam slider, curveball, changeup. Curveball the newest pitch to that mix. 1-2. Foul tipped in and out of Montecone's glove, and Crow Armstrong still has life. 7-0 Shorebirds top of the fifth. One out, nobody on. Grady looking for back-to-back strikeouts to start his night. Wind up in the 1-2. Crow Armstrong beats it on the ground to second. On the backhand, Hernandez gloves it and throws to first, ranging up the middle to retire Crow Armstrong, and there's two away here in the fifth. Grady just not a very comfortable at-bat for hitters. It's not the pure velocity of the stuff. It's just how he's able to mix and match it. Keeps hitters very off balance, and with the amount of swings and misses that he generates, you can tell how good Grady's game plan is. First pitch to Triantos. He swings and rolls it on the ground to third. Back of the bag, Ramirez gloves it, throws across on one hop just in time. Ramirez barely beats Triantos with the throw. And Connor Grady with a 1-2-3 frame out of the bullpen here in the fifth. We're halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds on top, 7-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bottom five coming your way here from Salisbury, Maryland. Sam Zelnick with you on a chilly Tuesday night, as the Shorebirds have a 7-0 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the first ever meeting between these two teams. Michael Desone leads off the fifth, and the first pitch from Riley Martin is a breaking ball spun in on the outside corner for strike one. You can't speak highly enough about what Riley Martin has done here out of the bullpen for Myrtle Beach. 0-1. Desone watches the fastball skip across his shoe tops for ball one. Martin has found a way to really settle down this game for the Pelicans, striking out seven. It's the 1-1 fastball at 90 on the outside corner for strike two. He's been working with a four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider, and has had all pitches on here tonight. From the stretch, his 1-2 to Desone. Breaking ball down and in on his back foot. Counts even at two. Desone yet to be retired tonight. RBI double in the first and then walked in the second. Shorebirds held off the scoreboard since that seven-run first. Here's the 2-2. Fastball way high for ball three. Martin has allowed just one hit out of the pen. That was Ryan Higgins' RBI double back in the first. But outside of a walk and an error, he's been almost perfect, and now Desone wait to get back into the box, and he's rung up on an automatic strike three. Three punch-outs in a row for Martin now. So he goes back to the dugout, helmet in hands. It's the first infraction called tonight on the Shorebirds. The first pitch comes into Isaac De Leon, and he swings and misses for strike one. Myrtle Beach, on the other hand, has had a number of infractions called on them. Three, as the 0-1 is high and outside for ball one. 7-0 Birds, bottom five. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes outside for ball two, but has been a thorn in the side for both teams so far tonight. After what had been a pretty clean series for the Shorebirds last weekend against Lynchburg. 2-1. De Leon takes high for ball three. Isaac still mired in now what is a 0-for-17 slump. Walked in the first, came around to score, but then struck out against Martin in the second. 3-1. De Leon lays off down the dirt, ball four, as Martin walks his second out of the pen. De Leon over to first with one away here in the fifth. So for him, Josue Cruz. Cruz struck out against Martin his last time up on three pitches. Had a two-run single back in the first. Left-on-left matchup, first pitch. Cruz, a big swing and a miss, fastball, letter high for strike one. Cruz, hands held high, 6'5" from the left side, the 0-1. Big sweeping curveball in the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Oh, and two on Cruz. Here it comes. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Inside corner. Able to snipe the edge. Martin now with 9 strikeouts out of the bullpen. It's a new career high in punchouts for Riley Martin as he surpasses the 8 that he had against Augusta just back on the 13th. Now Moises Ramirez 0-for-2. Reached on a Martin error his first time up. Or his last time up, rather, his time called the plate. 2 outs, man at first, bottom five. In the first pitch, Ramirez swings and misses, snap throw back to first. And De Leon back in standing. Ramirez also grounded out to short back in the first inning. He's 0-for-2. Ramirez, 20 years old. Infield plays back the pitch. And a half-hearted swing on a breaking ball tying him up inside. It's 0-2. Outfield straight away. Wind now completely dying down here as we get past 8:30. 0-2 on Ramirez. Martin looking for double digits. The pitch. Ramirez takes a called strike three as Martin backdoors a breaking ball onto the edge. And Riley Martin with 10 punch-outs out of the bullpen. Pitches a scoreless fifth. We go to the sixth. Shorebirds still on top, 7-0. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds leading the Pelicans 7-0. As Connor Grady back out for a second inning from the bullpen. He retired the side in order in the fifth. Struck out Liam Spence, then set down Crow Armstrong and Triantos with ground balls. He'll get 3, 4, and 5 here in the sixth. Alcantara, Wetzel, and Hearn. Shorebirds, after putting up 7 in the first inning, have seen nothing but zero since. Is the first pitch from Grady to Alcantara. Is at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. Two-seam fastball there from Grady. Potential a reprieve coming for the Birds offensively here as the 0-1 breaking ball caught on and missed by Alcantara, 0-2. As a righty up in the bullpen for Myrtle Beach, that's Jared Wright, 0-2. Alcantara barely able to take it to the backstop. Waves at a breaking ball to foul it away, and we stay at 0-2. Alcantara 2-for-2 tonight. Two singles, one in the first, one in the third. Grady working quickly, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a fastball up at just 87. Grady climbs the ladder for his second strikeout here tonight, and there's one away in the sixth. Given how quickly Connor Grady is working, I'm not sure if I'll be able to squeeze this in, but we'll take a look at the Birdland scoreboard here. Everybody in the Orioles affiliate chain in action tonight. First pitch to Jacob Wetzel. Misses down and away for ball one. Aberdeen on the road at Greensboro has just taken a 6-5 lead with two in the top of the seventh. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball running away. Wetzel swings through at 1-1. Wetzel DH batting left. He's 0-2. Norfolk taking on Durham. 1-1. Fastball just off the inside corner. 2-1. Right now, bottom of the sixth, it's 5-1 Durham. For the Tides with two on and two out. The pitch. Fastball snipes the outside corner, 2-2. And if you thought the Shorebirds' 7-run first inning was fun, well, Bowie won up them with an 8-run first against Akron. The pitch. Up high for ball three. So the count now full, 3-2 on Wetzel. One out. Top of the sixth, the Birds up 7-0. Grady's payoff pitch. And Wetzel swings and misses, can't connect on the fastball, breaking 90. And Grady with back-to-back punch-outs here in the sixth. Two away. Bowie right now holds a 12-3 lead. That's in the top of the sixth after former Shorebird Zach Peek went 4 shutout innings. Brings up Ethan Hearn, 2 outs, nobody on. 7-0 Delmarva, top of the sixth. Grady the windup and the pitch. Fastball just off the inside edge for ball one. Hearn 0-2. He struck out twice tonight. Wind up and the pitch. Hearn swings and skies it over the Shorebirds dugout third base side. That'll just get back out of play. Hits in between some seats, and will play Plinko on its way down. Count even on Hearn, 1-1. Struggled last year with the strikeout, punched out 100 times in 193 at-bats. 1-1 is down and away for ball two. Grady mixing in that curveball a little bit more here today that he added to his arsenal pretty recently. 2-1 is high and outside for ball three. He said he's still trying to get comfortable using it in games, but knows that the only way to progress with it is to throw it into the fire. 3-1. Hearn swings and drives in the air to deep left center field. Desone giving chase in the alley. He looks up. It's gone. Ethan Hearn breaks up the shutout bid for the Shorebirds here tonight with a solo homer the other way as he blasts it over the left center field fence. The Pelicans are on the board. It's a 7-1 game here in the sixth. For Hearn, it's his first of the season after he hit six a year ago. It's the first hit for Myrtle Beach, by the way, since back in the third when Kevin Alcantara singled. And it's actually the first hit of the ball game for somebody not named Kevin Alcantara for the Pelicans. First pitch to Ezekiel Pagan's a called strike. Pagan from the left side, the 0-1. Foul tips it at the plate, came off the catcher Monticone. He's okay, though. And it's 0-2. Grady right back to work. And a chance to strike out on the side. Instead, we'll try to do it now against Pagan. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Change up floats outside, 1-2. Pagan walked his last time up against Chassé. Grounded out to short back in the second as well. The pitch. Fastball is high and the count's even at two. Two balls, two strikes. Grady peers in over his black and orange glove. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. In and out of Monticone's glove. We'll pick it up. Tag out Pagan to end the inning. Connor Grady with three punch outs in the sixth. But he allows a solo homer to Ethan Hearn as the Pelicans get on the board. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds lead at 7-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the sixth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds leading the Pelicans now 7-1 after Ethan Hearn's solo homer in the top of the inning. Pitching change for the Pelicans on this TechNet called the bullpen. Jared Wright replaces Riley Martin, who was simply dominant out of the bullpen. First pitch to Mishael Monticone is fouled back for strike one. Martin goes 4 1/3 innings, allows just one hit, no runs, two walks, and strikes out a career high 10. Unfortunately for the Pelicans, it came after Luis Devers was tagged for 7 runs, 5 earned in the first. 0-1 to Monticone is fouled back again, and it's 0-2. So Jared Wright replaces him. Similar name to the one-time Cleveland Guardian, but spelled differently, J-A-R-O-D. Right-handers, 0-2. And Monticone, a feeble hack at a breaking ball outside, set down on 3 pitches. That's the first out here in the sixth. Wright 6-3-2-0-5. Making his third appearance of the season. In three innings thus far, he's allowed two runs on four hits, two walks, four strikeouts. No record, but has picked up a save. Back at the top of the order, and pinch hitting here for Greg Cullen is Brian Hernandez, Shorebird's second catcher. First pitch to Hernandez. Checks his swing on a pitch outside for ball one. Hopefully this is part of the plan for Cullen as opposed to his hamstring flaring up here. Obviously, we have no idea. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Hernandez chases the fastball up 1-1. So Hernandez pinch hits for Cullen, whose day ends after three plate appearances. He went 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Left-handed batter, the 1-1. He swings and dribbles it foul off the Pelicans' dugout first base side. The count's 1-2. Hernandez swings and just gets a piece of it at the plate to stay alive. One out, bottom six. Shorebirds lead it 7-1. Hernandez pinch hitting for Cullen here against Jared Wright, freshly out of the bullpen. Wright pitched with Myrtle Beach last year, 26 games. 1-2, fastball high and tight at 90 for ball two. All out of the bullpen, Wright went 2-3 with a 3.59 ERA. 52 and two-thirds innings, struck out 50, walked 19. Works on the stretch with nobody on. High Carolina Blue Sox, the 2-2. And Hernandez fouls it off himself in the box, stays alive. Right with a five-pitch mix, four-seam, two-seam fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. And now an automatic strike has been called on Brian Hernandez, and he's rung up in the second out of the sixth. Second automatic strike, three called on the Birds tonight.
Now batting the left fielder, number 20, Ryan Higgins.
So now bring up Ryan Higgins. Two outs and nobody on. Higgins 2-for-3 with two doubles. First pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner, bell tie for strike one. It's 7-1 Shorebirds, last of the sixth. First game of the six-game set between Myrtle Beach and Delmarva. 0-1. Higgins swings and misses. Chase the breaking ball down, and it's 0-2. pitch. Slider outside, 1-2. Ryan's RBI double back in the first was actually his first RBI here of the season. 1-2. Breaking ball, flared in the air to shallow right, coming on Alcantara, and he'll get there to make the grab with his hat flying off behind him for the final out of the inning. And Jared Wright with a 1-2-3 frame out of the pen, and we chug along to the seventh. Shorebirds lead it 7-1 on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
7-1 Shorebirds as we go to the top of the seventh here from Purdue Stadium. Connor Grady going to bounce back after giving up the solo homer to Ethan Hearn in the sixth. The only blemish on Grady's record so far in two innings out of the bullpen. Yacine Santana leads it off, and he takes down and away for ball one to open up the seventh. 7-8-9 due up for the Pelicans. 1-0. Santana rolls it on the ground to third, shuffling to his left. Ramirez, even with the bag, gloves it, throws low to first, and Cruz can't pick it. E5 on Ramirez on the low throw. Second error of the game for the Shorebirds as Delmarva and Myrtle Beach have combined for six errors here in this one. Reginald Preciado stands in now, hits from the left side. The first pitch from Grady misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds at double play depth up the middle. Cruz holds on Preciado. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball two. And now, the clock out in center field. The pitch clock has gone dark. We're in uncharted territory. 2-0. Preciado swings and misses 2-1. Now it's flashback on. We have had some problems tonight with the clock behind home plate, lagging behind the others, and now the one out in center is off again, so this isn't good. 2-1, fastball in the outside corner, 2-2. We are now in the lawless land of no pitch clock. 2-2. Floats outside for ball three. 7-1 Shorebirds, top of the seventh. Runner at first, that's Santana. See if he runs here. 3-2 pitch, he stays put, and Preciado fouls it back. Count stays full. Some technical difficulty with the pitch clock out in center field at the moment. Breaking ball called, strike three on the outside corner. Grady twirls a nasty breaking ball onto the black. His fifth punch out of the game as he sits down Preciado for the first out here in the seventh. One out runner at first, that brings up Liam Spence. First pitch breaking ball's in for a called strike. Spence 0-1, he walked in the second, struck out swinging in the fifth. Right-handed batter, quiet in the box, the pitch. Fastball is high for ball one. Spence, although he hails from Australia, went to college here in the States, first at junior college and then at the University of Tennessee, as he checks his swing on a 1-1 down and away, lays off for ball two. Played 2 years. Tennessee Volunteers, now a team that has been top five consistently all year long at the college level this season. 2-1, swing and a miss. Fastball gets by him, two-seamer running in, it's 2-2. Last year with the Volunteers, Spence hit .336 with five homers, 36 driven in. The pitch, cue ball off the end of the bat, spins up the first base side foul. The count stays at 2-2. Everybody in the Carolina League in action here today. Start of a new week. And Fredericksburg trying to continue their hot start. The two first place teams in the league meeting up early in the season. Fred Nats on the road at Kannapolis. 2-2 again. And Spence floats it in the air to center. Chasing DeSone back a few steps. He gets under it and makes the catch. Trini to first goes Preciado. And there's two away here in the seventh. Lineup flips the top for Pete Crow Armstrong. In the first matchup between the Cannonballers and the Fred Nats, it is all Kannapolis, 14-2 in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Crow Armstrong. Grady misses outside with a changeup for ball one. 10-0 Carolina against Lynchburg. That's in the bottom of the eighth from Zebulon. Charleston in Salem. It's the River Dogs leading 6-2. 1-0. Just outside with the fastball for ball two. Down East in Columbia tied at four. They're on the top of the seventh right now. And then Fayetteville in Augusta. Woodpeckers have just scored two in the fifth to take a 6-5 lead. 2-0. Crow Armstrong hits a laser into right center field. That'll split the alley and go all the way to the wall. Racing around third, here comes Santana to score. Crow Armstrong around second as DeStone throws his hands up in the outfield saying the ball was stuck, but he never got time called, and Crow Armstrong comes in to score. And now Crow Armstrong hot with the home plate umpire Steve Craze as we try to sort out what just happened. Had time been called? Nobody has any idea what's going on. The Shorebirds are saying, at least DeSone and Connor Grady is, that the ball got stuck under the wall, and then it should be a ground rule double. Crow Armstrong, as is his right, never stopped running and came in to score. And now out comes manager Felipe Rojas Jr. for the Shorebirds to try to sort out what in the world just happened. The ball got stuck underneath the wall for a moment before DeSone was able to unplug it. And once DeSone unjarred the ball, the umpire said, well, obviously the ball's not stuck, so we can't call it a dead ball. So it's going to be a two-run inside the park homer for Pete Crow Armstrong. That was strange. Brings up James Triantos, and the pitch from Grady is low for ball one. It's now a 7-3 game, and suddenly Myrtle Beach back in this. 1-0. Fastball in on the outside corner for strike one. 1-1 to Triantos. He swings and flares it into right field, shallow, coming on Bologna. He's there, and he makes the catch to retire the side here in the top of the seventh. But the Pelicans get two on a two-run inside the park homer for Pete Crow Armstrong as the ball gets stuck under the right center field fence, becomes unstuck, and Crow Armstrong never stops running. We go to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. Shorebirds on top, 7-3 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All of a sudden, it's somewhat of a close game again. It's a four-run contest as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Hope you had a good stretch. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds lead the Pelicans 7-3. Gerald Hernandez leads it off here in the frame. The first pitch from Jared Wright is a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Daniel Lloyd starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen here. Connor Grady's gone three innings. The 1-0. Hernandez takes high for ball two. Hernandez 0-3 tonight. So he's now in a mini slump, so to speak. after a 7-game hitting streak stopped on Sunday. The 2-0, big swing and a miss. Ernaiz trying to a 2-run homer with nobody on. It's 2-1. From the stretch, Wright set his pitch. Breaking ball, able to shave the outside corner, 2-2. Ernaiz 0 for his last 7, including Sunday. 2-2 from Wright. Breaking ball. Ernaiz reaches for it and pops it up shallow right. Out goes the second baseman, Santana, and he dropped the ball. Ernaiz will reach first base safely on the 5th error of the game for Myrtle Beach. This discombobulated, unjointed, strange ball game continues. Delmarva scored 7 times in the first, including 3 Myrtle Beach errors. 7 runs came with the aid of some wind as well, as Isaac Baloney now stands in. Switch hitter bats left. He's way late on the fastball. He swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1. Since then, Myrtle Beach has gotten 2 homers, including an inside-the-park 2-run homer for Pete Crow Armstrong. 0-1. Baloney takes inside, snap throw back to first, and Hernandez back in with a dive. Crow Armstrong's inside the parker only came after center fielder Michael Desone claimed the ball was stuck under the wall in right center, only to go and retrieve it himself, and thus the umpires didn't grant him the courtesy of calling the ball dead. 1-1. Baloney out in front, swings and misses, 1-2. So it's now a 4-run game, bottom of the 7th. Chilly cold Tuesday night. 1-2. Baloney swings and misses as Wright pulls the string on a changeup. Isaac down on strikes for the 3rd time tonight. It's now 0-3. 3rd strikeout out of the pen for Wright. And again, the issue for the Shorebirds of striking early but not often has plagued them again. Throw over to first and back in with a dive as Ernaiz. Shorebirds put up 7 in the first and it's been nothing but 0 since. 4 1/3 from Riley Martin, now right into his second inning out of the pen. The pitch. And Desone shoots it out of play, right field side for strike 1. Desone 1-for-2. RBI double in the first, walked in the second, struck out in the 5th. First at bat here against Wright. Comes set just below the letters in the pitch. Desone way on the fastball, bounces it the other way through the hole for a base hit. On into right field, Alcantara will get it back in, holding Hernandez at second. 2 on with 1 out now for Isaac De Leon. De Leon, 2 more walks here this evening. Still without a hit, though, 0-for-1. 2 on, 1 out. Shorebirds lead it 7-3. The pitch. De Leon takes, slider outside for ball 1. De Leon 0 for his last 17. Spanning now 6 games. 1-0. He swings, it's a grounder, back up the middle, behind the bag, it's off the glove of Santana and on into shallow left center. Coming home to score, Hernaiz. Desone races into third with a slide, and De Leon shaking out his hands on a jam shot grounder up the middle has put the Birds on top 8-3 as he looks to the heavens that have finally granted him a base hit. It wasn't pretty, but it'll work for De Leon. His hitless schneid finally over. And maybe, just maybe, that can lead to a breakthrough for him here in the 2nd week of the season. Now 8-3 Delmarva. Josue Cruz the batter with men at the corners. The pitch. Change up floats outside for ball 1. Good base running by Desone to go first to third. Hernandez scores from 2nd on the play. Now Cruz, who's 1-for-3. 2-run single back in the 1st. Here's the pitch. Cruz swings and misses. Change up down low. Counts even at 1. Cruz, like De Leon, went through a recent barren stretch as well. Prior to his single here in the first, he had been 0 for his last 13 with 12 strikeouts. The 1-1. Cruz off the hands, fouls it back. 1-2. Deson at third, De Leon at first. 8-3 Delmarva, bottom seven. Right set, kicks in the pitch. Bounces it in, taken by Cruz. Nice block by Hearn as he deadens it out in front of home plate. And it's 2-2. Right gets his sign, checks the runner at first. Now deals. And Cruz swings and misses as Wright fires 91 by him for the second out of the inning. Wright now with four strikeouts out of the bullpen.
Now batting the third baseman, number 43, Moises Ramirez.
Now Moises Ramirez. Two on, two out. Shorebirds now lead it by five here in the seventh. First pitch, Ramirez. Rolls it on the ground to second. On the third, Hop Santana has it. Goes the short way to second as he feeds Preciado to force out De Leon and end the inning. But the Shorebirds in the frame get an RBI single from Isaac De Leon. His 0 for 17 streak snaps as he finally finds water in the middle of the desert to put the birds up five as we go to the eighth. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds leading the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 8-3. Sam Jelinek with you as Daniel Lloyd replaces Connor Grady on this tech net. Call the bullpen. He's greeted by Kevin Alcantara. The right-on-right matchup produces a fastball in the inside corner for strike one to start the eighth. Shorebirds with a run in the bottom of the seventh. Stretch it back out to an 8-3 lead. Lloyd's 0-1. Slider down and away for ball one. Lloyd relieves Grady. Connor goes three innings, allows three runs, one earned on two hits, no walks, five strikeouts, bitten by the long ball. Ethan Hearn a solo homer, then Pete Crow Armstrong is the 1-1 to Alcantara, is skied out of play, right field side, 1-2. Crow Armstrong with an inside the park two-run homer back in the seventh. Now Lloyd relieves Grady. Daniel, 14th rounder out of South Carolina. And time called at the plate. And it's an automatic ball out of the count on Lloyd as he took too long. 2-2, slider called, strike three. Alcantara knew it. And the added ball to the count doesn't fade Lloyd, phase Lloyd. Spins a good slider to set down Alcantara for the first down here in the eighth. One out, nobody on. That brings up Jacob Wetzel, left-handed batter. First pitch from Lloyd. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Lloyd pitching for the first time since back on the 15th, 4 days ago. Pitched two, scoreless that Friday night, striking out two, allowing just a hit. 0-1. Wetzel takes on the inside corner, 0-2. Floyd 6-3, 232. 14th rounder last year out of South Carolina. Three scoreless innings to begin his season. 0-2 pitch. Fastball well high, 1-2. Wetzel 0-3. He's punched out twice. Lloyd trying to make it three times against three different pitchers. 8-3 Birds, top of the eighth. The pitch. And Wetzel, a cue ball off the end of the bat. Spin foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. Ballman, two strikes on Wetzel. One out, top eight. Lloyd from the stretch with nobody on. Gets his sign. Here's the 1-2. Slider down the back foot of Wetzel. Counts even at two. Two-two pitch. Down in the dirt, Wetzel spits on that one and the count's full. Shorebirds and Pelicans will be back on it again tomorrow, same time, same place, 7:05 here at Purdue Stadium. Probables for that one, Shane Davis for Delmarva. 3-2, fastball just outside. Montecone ready to throw it to third to start the whip around, but Wetzel draws the walk here with one away in the eighth. Shane Davis slotted to go for Delmarva tomorrow. Tyler Schlaffer is the projected probable for Myrtle Beach tomorrow. Brings up Ethan Hearn. Got the Pelicans on the board with the solo homer in the sixth. The pitch. Takes a slider down and in for ball one. One oh. Fouled back. One ball, one strike. Hearn, left-handed batter, swatted his homer out to the deepest part of the yard in left center his last time up. The pitch, slider just a little bit low. This is the outside corner, 2-1. 8-3 Delmarva, top of the eighth. 7-run first, still holding strong for the Birds here in the late going. 2-1. Fastball laced the other way. That'll go into the Shorebirds tunnel down the third baseline. The count's even at 2. Lloyd's starting to incorporate a splitter into his mix. Pitching coach Joe Hallmacher has been happy to see how often Daniels relied on it, being confident in it. The pitch. Cutter runs inside, and Hearn fouls that one off his foot, and he got it pretty flush as he's hopping around outside the batter's circle. Now comes the trainer Nick Roberts for Myrtle Beach to check on him. As Hearn is in a pretty good deal of pain. And given how he's hobbling here and state of the game at the moment and the temperature, I'd be surprised if he stays in here. He actually got that one off of somehow his back leg. And to my surprise, Hearn wants to stay in. And he'll continue as at bat. Good for him. Tough that out in this kind of weather. That's not easy. Two balls, two strikes on Hearn. And at first, one out. 8-3 Birds, top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. And Hearn breaks his bat on a floater out to short. De Leon into the baseline, grabs it. The second out of the inning. Wetzel returns to first. There's two away. The other factor to consider with Hearn staying in the game is he is catching. So we'll see whether or not he feels well enough to come back out to catch the bottom of the eighth. Now Ezekiel Pagan, two outs, runner on. 8-3 Delmarva in the first pitch. Misses outside for ball one. Pagan 0-2. Grounded out to short in the second. Walked in the fourth and struck out swinging to end the sixth. Hitting from the left side. Lloyd sent the pitch. And Pagan laid on the fastball at 93. Swings through it. 1-1. Pagan, left-handed batter. Came into tonight hitting 120. 1-1. Fastball just outside for ball two. He's coming off his first two-hit game of the season. back on the 16th against Augusta Saturday night, went 2-for-4. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Counts even at 2-2. Outfield plays begun to pull ever so slightly. Square in the box. Here's the 2-2. Splitter called. Strike three. Outside corner from Lloyd. Able to nail the edge. Ring up Pagan for the final out here in the eighth. Lloyd strands a one-out walk. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds on top 8-3. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last chance for the Shorebirds before the ninth. They have an 8-3 lead. 9-1-2 due up for the Birds here in the bottom of the eighth against Jared Wright. Got tagged for a run in the bottom of the seventh. RBI single for Isaac De Leon. Montecone leads it off here in the eighth, and he swings at the first pitch. It's a one-hop shot out to short, dropped by Preciado, picks it back up, and with enough time to throw out Montecone for the first out here in the eighth. Lineup flips the top here, and Brian Hernandez. Hernandez pinch hit for Greg Cullen in the sixth, struck out swinging for him on an automatic called strike three on a pitch clock violation. Hernandez from the left side. Right from the stretch with nobody on the pitch. And Hernandez gets it off the thumbs, rolls it on the ground to first. Spence back at the bag will flip to right, covering at first for the second out of the inning. Quickly two away here in the eighth. And for a game that featured a seven-run first inning, we are closing in on the ninth at record-setting pace. Say what you will about the pitch clock, it certainly has sped things up. First pitch to Ryan Higgins, breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. And a big part of this is, as well has been the Pelicans' bullpen between Martin and Wright. They're nearing in on potentially 7 2/3 innings of one-run ball. 0-1 on the inside corner, off-speed freezes Higgins, and it's 0-2. Higgins 2-for-4 with two doubles in the first inning tonight. Down the count 0-2. Right on right matchup. The kick and the pitch. And Higgins fouls it off at the plate. Got a piece of the catcher on the way by. Count stays 0-2. I think that might have actually gotten a piece of Higgins as well as he takes his time coming back into the box. Right looking for a 1-2-3 eighth. 8-3 Birds, bottom eight. 0-2. Higgins takes just a little bit high. Ball and two strikes. Right set just above the belt. High leg kick. Here it comes. And Higgins swings and misses at a breaking ball outside. Right sets him down. His fifth strikeout out of the pen as he tosses a 1-2-3 eighth. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds with a 5-run lead or on top 8-3. And Daniel Lloyd all trying to end this one for the Birds here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds with an 8-3 lead. As Daniel Loy will try to lock this one down, fires a first pitch fastball by Yacine Santana. Santana 0-for-3 tonight. He's reached twice on errors and bounced into a double play. Right on right matchup, Lloyd's 0-1. Slurve just outside, a ball and a strike. Lloyd calls his breaking ball a slurve, but it's looked more slidery of late. Not as much depth to it. A little bit more horizontal break. 1-1. Fastball stroked out of play. Right field side by Santana. It's 1-2. 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Delmarva, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 5 errors for Myrtle Beach. Their 7 will run first for Delmarva, being the Pelicans' undoing here tonight. 1-2 to Santana. Pokes it foul the other way off the Pelicans' dugout. It's 1-2. Lloyd pitched a scoreless 8th, working around a 1-out walk, struck out 2 batters. 1-2. Fastball popped in the air back behind home. And we stay at 1-2. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Myrtle Beach as Santana chokes up on the bat. Lloyd's 1-2 again. And Santana chasing down and away, just barely able to nick it and stay alive. It's 1-2. For whatever reason, be it the start of a series with Delmarva returning home after a road trip and Myrtle Beach coming up from a homestand. 1-2. And again, Santana spoils it, reaching off the outside corner to serve it foul. This game has felt very disjointed, discombobulated. Maybe it's the pitch clock speeding the game up so fast that it just feels like it never got a true rhythm of its own. 1-2. Fastball called, strike 3. Outside corner at the knees, and Santana does not agree. The Pelicans have taken issue with Steve Kreese all night long. And it feels like it's about to boil over, and it just has. Somebody has just been tossed for the Pelicans. And it looks like it was Santana who just got the heave-ho. So Santana ejected from this game. Not that it matters at this point with one out in the ninth. It's the first ejection we've seen in a game involving the Shorebirds this year. And it seemed like this was a long time coming, unfortunately for the Pelicans, ever since the first inning with Pete Crow Armstrong getting the automatic strikes called on him with the pitch clock violations. The Pelicans have been in Steve Kreese's ear all night long. And Santana will take the walk down the right field line to the tunnel and head back to the clubhouse just a little bit earlier than his teammates. One away here in the ninth. First pitch is fouled away by Preciado for strike 1. Preciado from the left side. Lloyd the stretch in the 0-1. Preciado swings, gets it off the end of the bat, floats it into right, on comes Baloney. He dives and makes a sensational grab. Baloney goes full Superman, lays out and hauls it in for the second out here in the ninth. Simply stupendous from Baloney. Wouldn't know it's a five-run game in the ninth with an effort like that. 8-3 Shorebirds, top nine. Liam Spence stands in for the Pelicans. The first pitch, he swings and misses, breaking ball down and away all the way to the backstop for strike one. Spence, the ninth place hitter, 0 for 2. Hits from the right side, time called at the plate. Lloyd looking for two shutout innings to stretch out his start to the season to five consecutive scoreless frames. The 0-1, Spence fouls it away right field side. The Pelicans down to their final strike. So 0-2 on Liam Spence. He struck out in the fifth, flied out to center in the seventh, walked in the second. Lloyd ready. Here's his 0-2 pitch. And Spence lines it just above the on-deck hitter, Pete Crow Armstrong, fields it on a hop. Owen 2 still on Spence. Two outs, top nine. Birds up 8-3. Lloyd ready. His 0-2 again. Down the dirt, laid off by Spencer. By Spence, beg your pardon. It's 1-2. Lloyd readies up. His 1-2 pitch. Spence takes high. Fastball at 93. Counts even at 2. 8-3 Delmarva, top nine, trying to open up this series with Myrtle Beach with a W. Get back to 500. 2-2 on its way. Breaking ball, tapped to third. Charging in, Ramirez fields even with the bag, throws across just in time to get Spence thanks to a split by Cruz at first. And that'll do it for the Pelicans in the ninth and wrap up this ball game. The Shorebirds take game one of the series from Myrtle Beach. Your final score, it's Delmarva 8 and Myrtle Beach 3. A 7-run first, strong enough for the Shorebirds to hold on the rest of the way as they take game one from the Pelicans and move back to 500 on the season. We'll go ahead and take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Salisbury. It's Delmarva 8 and Myrtle Beach 3. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. It's a happy post-game show as the Shorebirds take a series opening win from the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 8-3 your final here on Tuesday night. Sam Jelinek with you to go over just how this one happened, and it was an eventful, strange, weird feeling game through and through, and it bore out very much in the field as well. Just the way this one happened just never felt centered from the beginning. Everything kind of felt off kilter the entire contest, and the way this one played out was very much reflected in that. Shorebirds with an 8-3 win to open it up, but from the jump in this game, things were just strange to begin with. First batter of the game, Pete Crow Armstrong, had an automatic strike called him on a pitch clock violation, and he got chirpy with the home plate umpire Steve Craze, and that would be a theme the entire night. Not just the chirpiness on Steve Craze behind the plate, but the pitch clock violations. Myrtle Beach had three called on their hitters. Delmarva had two called on theirs, which turned into called third strikes as well. So everybody was dealing it from all directions here in this one. The Shorebirds, for their part, came out on the good end of it, taking the 8-3 win. After the top of the first, where Myrtle Beach stranded a runner at first, Delmarva broke for seven in the first inning, and it was extremely strange in its own right. The inning started off with Greg Cullen lining a single the other way, and then Ryan Higgins doubled out to deep left on a ball that got caught up in the jet stream and just kept on going. It took Ezekiel Pagan all the way back to the warning track, and by the time the ball had basically blown from down the left field line into straightaway left, he couldn't reel it in, and it was a double for Higgins. Daryl Hernandez then reached on an error which brought home a run. Isaac Bologna, a sack fly, Michel Desson, an RBI double. Isaac De Leon then walked, and Josue Cruz singled to win. After a Moises Ramirez ground out, Michael Montecone reached on an infield single with a throwing error, allowing him to go to second as well. Ryan Higgins capped the inning with an RBI double, and it was 7-0 just like that. And Luis Devers, the starter for Myrtle Beach, only got 2 outs in the frame as he was relieved by Riley Martin. Martin settled the game down for Myrtle Beach, and he was stellar. He was truly phenomenal out of the bullpen as he went 4 1/3, allowed just one hit, no runs, two walks, and struck out 10. A career high. Pelicans finally got one back on a solo homer for Ethan Hearn in the sixth inning, then got two more in the seventh when Pete Crow Armstrong laced what looked like was going to be an RBI triple into right center, except the center fielder Michel Desson threw his hands up saying the ball was stuck under the center field wall. Except after throwing his hands up when the umpires didn't immediately call time, he went and grabbed the ball, indicating that the ball was loose. Pete Crow Armstrong never stopped running. He scored on the play. It was inside the park homer, his first home run of the season, and that brought two in to make it an 8-3 game. Shorebirds, though, got one of those back in the bottom of the inning on an Isaac De Leon RBI single, snapping his 0-for-17 skid to bring the final to 8-3 as Daniel Lloyd threw two scoreless in the 8th and 9th to complete the contest. Final line score in this one, Delmarva, 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They strand 6. Myrtle Beach, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 5 errors. That is the most errors anybody has committed against the Shorebirds this season. They strand 6. Connor Grady picks up the win for Delmarva in this one. Grady gets his second career victory. While Luis Devers picks up the loss, his second of the season, he falls to 0-2. No save required in the game. We started at 7:07, finished at 9:25. A speedy 2 hours and 18 minutes in a game that featured 11 runs, 12 hits, and 7 errors. And on top of that, 8 walks as well. So pitch clock is doing its job. I'm just not so certain today it produced a game that was all that well flowing. Just one that was happening very quickly. Total attendance, 523 here on a very chilly Tuesday night from Salisbury, April the 19th. That's the Shorebirds improved to 5-5 on the season. Started the day a game back of the Salem Red Sox. Salem loses. Or rather, Delmarva started the day at 4-5, 3 games back of the Salem Red Sox. So they get back to 5-5 on the season. Salem loses. There will be 2 back in the division. Salem wins, they'll stay at 3. They are now 2-2 here at home on the year. So they are 500 everywhere they go. 2-2 at home, 3-3 on the road. Myrtle Beach, they fall to 5-4. They started the day a game back of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And Kannapolis was about to secure a win against Fredericksburg. So Myrtle Beach will fall to 2 games back, now 1-3 here on the road. They stay 4-2 at home. Speaking of those Carolina League scores, let's get you those right now. A couple games still in action. Charleston with an 11-2 lead over Salem, so unless the Red Sox have a 9-run ninth in them, Shorebirds will move to 2 games back at night's end. Down East in Columbia, bottom of the ninth, Wood Ducks trying to lock up a 6-4 win. Columbia hitting to start the inning, nobody out, nobody on. And then Fayetteville and Augusta, top of the seventh, tied at 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets. Shorebirds will be on the road at Augusta next week. Games that have already gone final here in the Carolina League. Carolina, a 10-1 win over Lynchburg, and Kannapolis, a 14-2 drubbing of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's get you those Birdland scores as Bowie has put up a 20 spot on Akron. 2 8-run innings. 1 in the first. They've put up 8 more in the 8th. 2 snowmen. They also put up 4 in the 2nd as well to boot as they lead it 20-6. Final from Norfolk. The Tides with 3 in the 8th come back from 5-1 down to win it 7-5 over the Durham Bulls. Johnny Reiser continues to play great baseball this year. Homers for the 5th time. Aberdeen, an 8-6 win over Greensboro. Jacob Teeter and Colton Kowser each go yard for the first time this year as Peter Van Loon gets his 2nd win of the season. And then up at the big league level, the big league O's haven't started playing yet today. They're on the road at Oakland, and first pitch for them is scheduled for 9:40. Chris Ellis on the bump for Baltimore against Cole Irvin for the Oakland A's. Those are your Birdland scores, and those are all the scores you need to know from today in baseball. That allows us to look ahead to tomorrow and what will hopefully be a bit more straightforward and normal game, but with the Shorebirds this season, I don't think that is guaranteed anymore. It'll be Shane Davis on the hill for Delmarva against Tyler Schlafer, for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Schlafer v. Davis. Shane 0-0 with a 3.68 ERA. Schlafer 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. First pitch due for 7.05. We'll hit with a pregame show at 6.50. That'll wrap it up for today's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in to today's ball game. Big thank you to our entire cast and crew here at Purdue Stadium that help put on this broadcast and this entire show that we call baseball. Your final score one more time here from Purdue Stadium. Delmarva in Game 1 against Myrtle Beach takes the win with an 8-3 victory over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the first ever meeting between the two sides. So until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball.